Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Microsoft MVP of the day in Taiwan, and welcome to Taipei. It's funny though, because I'm the one who is not around here. My name is Puja Pramudia. I come from Indonesia. I'm a Microsoft MVP for Visual C Sharp. It's pretty general, but I gained my interest in Windows platform, Windows 8, Windows Phone. So day to day, on a daily basis, I work for a company called Radia Labs. We are developing smartphone applications for three major platforms, iOS, Android, and Windows Phone. But in Indonesia, we are famous of because our work on Windows Phone and Windows 8. We are one of three companies that develop for the Windows Phone, while the market share is not already yet in Indonesia. They say that this is the first time ever there's English session in MVP Open Day, so I'm really happy that you made your time to be here. I hope you can learn one or two things today. And today we are going to talk about how to build Windows Phone applications by using Azure Mobile Services as your platform. This is our agenda. I will explain to you about three big features Azure Mobile Services have. The first one, working with data. Second one is using authentication. And third one, how to use push notifications, so we can push your information to your application. And I'm going to have Q&A, and I thought that we can share these souvenirs. So please ask your question. It's okay. How many of you have developed for Windows Phone? Okay. How many of you here have tried Azure Mobile Services? Okay, that's quite a few. This is kind of like introduction session, so you won't find any magic or advanced tips in this session, so please bear with me. I will begin with, not long time ago, I have my applications in some islands called Gili Trawangan. I hope you ever heard the island in Indonesia. It's near Lombok. It's very good, the beach, sand. And my friend called me in the middle of the day when I sit across the beach and asked me to create for him a Windows app, Windows Phone app prototype that he would like to use some data storage, but not only local, but also in the cloud. And he also wanted to try push notification functionality also. And it makes me really sad because I'm in the middle of my vacation, but my friend asked me to do that, and I don't want to I don't want to set up some server, new server, install something else there. So I've come with the choice that I will use the Azure Mobile Services. So this is the key thing that I would like to tell you guys, that with Azure Mobile Services, it really is to provide a way for developers to create a connected application very easily without to need write server code if you don't want to. Okay? There's a time that you will like to extend your functionality in the server side. You can do that also in the Azure Mobile Services, but if you want to use the basic features, you don't want to write anything, any server code, it's very easy to use that. Okay? That's the key. This is pretty much all the Azure Mobile Services features have. They have a native SDKs for pretty much major platforms you can throw off, except maybe you can find something that is not already there. Alright, so for the tablet, you can develop with Windows Store, iOS, Android natively. They have Android SDK. And for phone, they have Windows Phone, iOS, Android, and HTML5 and JavaScript for you that would like to use something like PhoneGap or Apache Cordova. Oh yeah, always. And for the rest of that, if you find that you don't have the SDK served for you, you can also use the REST API. Maybe you work with BlackBerry, you can always use the REST API. So that's the SDKs, and Azure Services has some functionality that we talked about, and today we are going to focus on these three kinds in the purple box. The first one, how to store data in the cloud using the Azure Mobile Services. Under the hood, they also they have some storage that we can use, but with the Azure Mobile Services API, they abstract it, so we don't need to think about how storage we use. There are SQL, table storage, blob storage for files. And the second one is user authentication. When you need to add some social elements in your application, you can always use the Azure Mobile Services. It integrates with four big auth providers, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, and Google. And then they also have Active Directory solution. This is kind of like new features with Google. And for this session, I will use Twitter authentication to show you how easy to integrate Twitter account to your application. Okay. And third one is push notifications. It supports three major push notifications providers. There are Microsoft, Apple, and Google. For Microsoft, they support WNS for Windows Store and NVNS for Windows Phone. And FNS for iOS device, GCM, Google Cloud Messaging for Android device. So it's pretty cover all things that we have now, except I don't know. Yeah, there's no temporary support for now, I don't know why. And besides three of these features, we also have some great functionality like our script server. Like I mentioned before, they also support extending features using server-side scripts. At the first, they only support JavaScript using Node, but currently they add .NET and also. It's pretty funny because they released the JavaScript first instead of using the .NET they already developers use nowadays. And they also custom API, so there's maybe need to create a custom HTTP operation without touching any tables. You can use it as a custom API. So in the client, it's like accessing any HTTP operation like you know. Okay, you can also use that. And the third one is the scheduler. You can add any script that you would like to run on schedule. Okay. So you don't need to write any Windows Services apps or cron job in database anymore because Azure Mobile Services has it for you. Okay. So with all of these good features, I can think that some scenarios that you might find Azure Mobile Services is very useful for you. Okay? The first one is if you would like to do rapid development or prototyping or some projects that you don't want to need extra server or cloud setup, you can use Azure Mobile Services for that. Okay? In my last project, some agency called us and we want to have a mobile application but don't want to buy extra servers, and they can use Azure Mobile Services for their backend because the beautiful thing is that you just pay what you use, right, in cloud. So if you buy a new VPS virtual private server, you will pay with something that maybe you don't want, you don't need to. Okay, that's direct development. And the second one, if you want to make your apps more social, so you can add like Google, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft account integration, and it works in any device. So iOS, Android, Windows Phone is already served. So you don't have to make like user registration by yourself in your application. So just use any account that user already have. And of course, when you want to make your application more engaging and dynamic by using push notification to push the latest updates or news about your application. And this is really in Let's research that Microsoft announced with push notifications, the engagement of application is multiplied for 7 times than using user application that don't have lifelines or push notifications. So it's really I really encourage you to use this kind of features. Before Azure Mobile Services era, we have to write our own server code to connect to the push notification server, and we have to maintain the server, of course. And with Azure Mobile Services, it's really like just 3 or 4 lines of code. I will show you. Okay. And for this session, I like to show you our guinea pig for today. Okay, so in the next 1 hour, I will guide you how to integrate some Windows Phone apps with these features as long as services app. And this is there's a services in Philippines called Taxity. If you ever heard about their services, the idea is you can report bad experience while you're riding a taxi. Okay. It's very simple services, but I found their website and there are too many reports in there. I hope they are not that much in here. And of course, Taxity doesn't use Azure Mobile Services, right? So in this session, I will create my own version of Taxity where we can add a report and store it to the cloud using Azure Mobile Services. This is a very basic implementation. I haven't done the UI yet. And the first page is we load the data from the cloud using the Azure. It's pretty basic, okay? And you also can query with some filter in Azure Mobile Services. There's like link operation you can use, and if you want to add the new report, I ask users to log in with their current auth providers. In this case, I'll use Twitter, and this is use the second functionality Azure Mobile Services provide to you, Twitter integration. And find something like that. application handled by the Azure Portal Services push to the device. Okay, and that's pretty much that we will do in the next 30 or 45 minutes. And the first one, how to integrate the data, right? I will open the portal. Okay, first thing first, you have to create an account in Windows Azure. They have a free trial now for 3 months. You can create up to 10 Azure Mobile Services for your application. In this case, I create my one mobile services. But if you want to create a new one, very very easy, because it's just have a two-step wizard. You can go to here, compute, mobile service, and create a new one. Okay, you insert some data there, and you can choose existing SQL database that you have already created in the last session, or you can create a new one. And then your Azure Mobile Service is ready. It's very easy to create an account. And the next thing, how do we integrate our application with the Azure Mobile Services, right? And for the Windows Phone, they have their native SDKs. You can always add it from Nougat. To and search for Windows Azure Mobile Services. I've already installed it. Okay, this one, Windows Azure Mobile Services SDK. So this is the one you have to get from the Nougat. And after we install, you can access anything that you have in the server. Okay. Now, I've already installed it in the project. Now I'd like first to explain how I structure the project here. I've kind of like to separate the model and the service that actually access the Azure Mobile Services. So I have two projects here. This one. Okay. The first one is a portable press library, so I can use this project in Windows Phone and Windows 10 also. In this project, I have my model. This is the data that I would like to send to the server. There are user models to create registrations, and there are complaints. This is the actual report that user sent to the server, right? It's actually just a basic model class you see in any other project. And also in this project, I also have three services, and this is used to be implemented in the actual project. And I use this because I would like to try while I'm developing the application with the local service that I made in my computer. So I have two implementations in the application here. They are remote services, and this is actually I access the service from the cloud, and the local one when I access the data from the local. So I can switch back and forth with this kind of services. Okay. Now, if I run this application, it will be pretty much the same with you saw in the device, but instead, now the application uses the local data. It means that we don't actually store the data to the server. How we change this application so they can use the cloud that we would like to have. Okay. The first one is create a table in any application. You want to create some table. we also have to create in our service. Just click this one, and this is what will you see in your dashboard when you have created your Azure Mobile Services. There are data, push identity for off. For create a table, you click the data tab, and you can create a new table here. It's just simple as to insert a table name, because if you set up a data table in Azure Mobile Services, it could be a dynamic scheme, you know? So you don't need to add column one by one. You just create the table with its name, and then it's already it will be created. And how Azure Mobile Services now know how to save your data? It will adapt with the data you send over the wire. Okay, so if I use the complaint model as my data, what you have to do is only implement this one properties, because Azure Mobile Services data has to have ID properties. But for the rest of the properties, you can add it later. Okay, it will adapt. The Azure Mobile Services data will adapt with the data you send from the client. So you don't need to specify any columns in here. I create my model like this, and the server automatically save the data with the respective property. It will adapt. So it's very, very simple. There is no need to add any columns. Just create the ID, and you can save the data directly to the services. And then the next, after we create the data table, then you need to know how to access the Azure Mobile Services you have, right? There are some kind like URL information you will retrieve from the dashboard. Okay. You have this one, the mobile service URL. So make sure that the service is running. You can click the link and see where the service is running. Okay, so you're good to go. Your mobile service is up and running. And then there are keys that you need in the development client. The application, you need to generate this and copy and paste to your project. Okay. In this case, in my project, I have one class that store any configuration that I need. So I won't need to write it anytime when I need. So I have this one, the URI, and the application key. These are two keys that you need to access the Azure Mobile Services. Okay. After that, you can actually connect to the services. I will show you how. I will change this to my remote service implementation. Okay. And how we access the Azure Mobile Services, we can head to the remote services. And this is actually you need to write. You have to reference to a mobile service client, and you have to serve with its respective application URI and application key. The one you get from this data. Okay. After you add it, then you have you can get pretty much all the tables from the Azure Mobile Services. In this case, I will access complaint table. Okay, this is how we access it. Just find the table and the name of the data model class, not the name of the table. Okay, this one. And then it's when we would like to add any operation, it's really simple. I mean, if you want to insert, just call insert async and the model you want to send to the server. Okay, everything is object oriented style. You can always search the functionality, insert, delete, update. So you can use like linky operation, right? And you do it also in the Azure Mobile Services line. It's very familiar with what you have done with previous technology. Okay, so if you want to insert, just call insert AC and pass the data. Okay, and this is how we can filter the data. Really like you access any other collection object in previous technology, right? Pretty much the same. You can use the filter where or anything. So this is how you access the mobile services with from your client. So and after that you can, this is how I create the content. And maybe you need some validation in the server side, okay? Maybe you want to limit the content has 3 characters at minimum. You can do that. You can do that in local, or you can do that in the server first. So I will show you how we add the server side code. In the data tab, in the demo, you want to add a script. For example, a complaint table. Click the script tab. And now you have 4 operations that you can modify. Okay, it's related to group operation, insert, update, delete, and wait. Okay. And I will maybe in user. Okay. So this is an example how to do some validation in the server. Okay, I create when we insert a new user. I would like to check whether it's already in our database. Okay, if it exists, we just update its NPNS channel. NPNS channel is used later in the push notification. So maybe you would like, you will find some item here. It will be like this for the rest of operations. There are 3 items you can access. The item is anything you send from the client. Okay, it could be any model you use. The user is the model, the user model that used by Azure Mobile Services when you have used the authentication. Okay, if you integrate your application with the authentication model that I've mentioned before, Twitter, Facebook, Microsoft, or Google, and you choose to send them, you can access its user ID and user authentication. Okay, and the third one is request. It contains anything like headers or query string, okay? Something like you want to retrieve from the request the client sent. And you have to write this line of code to really execute the operation, okay? So in this case, if you want to validate first before you execute the database operation, you place the code before the request execute. Okay, I will show you again the insert here. Yeah. So I will check first the user ID sent by the client. If there is a user here, if it doesn't exist, just execute the operation, right? But if it exists, just update it. So you can create validation before and after the database operation. I will give you one example in the complaint table. I'm actually send notification if the insert operation is successful. It's because if of course you have to execute it after the data is inserted, but don't push notification when data is we don't sure it's already or not. It's already inserted. Okay, this is how we can extend the functionality, the server functionality with server side script. I'm using Node.js for now. And you always can create .NET when you create a new one. So this is the JavaScript that I can choose a new one with .NET. This one. So you can choose any way you can. But .NET is currently in the preview mode. So okay, maybe in a few months it will be released. But you cannot switch back between JavaScript and .NET in the middle of your development. So you have to pick in the beginning. Okay. Now, run the applications. This is what I fear. I don't want to go and let me record it. Wait. So, sure you that I've met this service run before because there are some data in the list, so I don't know what's wrong with the demo.
Yeah.
Actually, when you add data, you can browse the data in the database. You can find that your data here, and now you can find all of the properties you made in the client and send everything into the server. Okay. Okay, let's try. I mean, these are ideas that require filled, so I need to say first. Okay, that's okay. Just skip it for now because it will be used in the authentication process, right? So it's pretty hard to integrate your application with the data. And actually, you can use also SQL Management View to browse your data, and you can also use the command line interface. It's pretty much the same. And you for the dynamic scheme, actually you can turn it on or turn it off if you don't want to. Okay, so maybe in the development phase, you create a dynamic scheme, so the server doesn't respond to error if your data is not there. But if you go live, I think it needs to be turned off. So because your data can be seen in the wire, right? So you can lock it down and don't need to validate if the data is destroyed. And in the script, you can also use any models that now they provide. There are SQL, console, push to the notifications. I think there's Azure to access other service. And they also integrate with the any partners that Microsoft had in the Azure store. Okay. At some point, I've checked the store. There are now Twilio to send SMS. There are now SendGrid to send emails. So, if you would like to do SMS and email applications, you can purchase the APIs, the sender or Twilio, and you can access it from the CyberScript as well as Netflix. So, you can pretty much integrate with anything available in your Azure. So, it's pretty neat. Okay. Now, for the authentication, this is there are two main scenarios that you can use in the Azure services. The first one is the server flow. With the server flow, you use the Azure Mobile Services functionality to directly retrieve the access token from the auth provider. Okay, in the client, the user will serve with the browser, web browser, can insert our credential, and Azure Mobile Services will take care of the rest of the operation. Okay, the auth provider has some shared access key, so they can validate the token that you sent from the client is really, really, really come from the auth provider they have partnership. Okay, so. So you can have two choices here, and I would like to show you how to do the application. Sure, okay, I have this one. What you have to do is just call login as sync and what provider you want to use in your apps. Okay. Currently, there are five providers, and they will. If you call this function, they will add the web browser. They will show you the auth welcome page, and then you can insert your functionality. And for the server flow, currently, Azure Mobile Services natively only support the Microsoft Live account. Okay, so for the rest of the auth providers, you have to use you have to manage by yourself how to send the user authentication to the server. But for the Microsoft account, currently they support. If you would like to use the client flow, you can call the login with Microsoft account. Okay.
Yeah.
But for the server flow, they support everything. How to set up the authentication? First, you head to the your Hitachi Mobile Services, click this identity type, okay, and you copy and paste your OAuth provider credentials, okay. So if you use Twitter, it must be there is consumer secret from your application. You can always create your application on devtwitter.com or developer.facebook.com, and then you add it here. It's pretty much the same, even though the name of the label is different. For Microsoft, it is client ID, client secret. Facebook, app ID, app secret. Twitter is consumer key and consumer secret, but very symmetric. You see the portal. Okay. After you add it here, the consumer key and the consumer secret, then you can use the authentication in your application. Okay. This. Now I maintain that only authenticated user can insert the data to the server, right? It's just much the same. Add here. This is the one we see in the client side. You are authenticated, so you have to log in. Just one line of code in this one, login AC, the SDK will do the job, which page will be loaded. Okay? If you use Twitter, it will show the Twitter page here. And then, and that. It will show you what is limit the functionality, so only the authenticated users can. Oops. Wrong here. And besides, you also can limit the access from the application with the permission of each member. Okay? If you only want to give the only the authenticated user can read the application, you can always set it here. Something like this, only the authenticated user. So only the user authenticated with the Azure Mobile Service account can access this data. It's really help us to not doing it in the client side. Okay. And then let's fix the demo. Okay, you've seen the authentication support like for Facebook, Twitter, and Google, and you see that you can give granular terminal level permission for each group operation. Okay. And the third one is how to use the push notification. Basically, you acquire the device channel from the device and you send it out to the server, so the server know where to send the push notifications. Okay. In this case, I will show you. First thing first, if you use any push notification provider except the Windows Phone, you have to set some credential. If you use Windows Store, you need to get the client secret and HSID. If you use Apple, you have to update the certificate Apple give you. Or if you use Google Cloud Messaging, you have to have the API. But if you have, if you like to use Windows Phone, there's no need to add something like this because it's automatically integrated with the Azure Mobile Services. Okay, but for the rest of the push notification services, you have to add some information there. Okay. This one, how to get a channel in the Windows Phone. Basically, you find a channel, you bind to the server, and then I send the MPNS channel when I register the user. Okay? So you see here in the interfacing. Okay, this one. I registered the MPNS channel I got and send it to the server. So the server know how which user that I would like to send the push notification. Right? So then how to send the push notification? I use the server side script. In the data tab, I can go to the complaint table and the script. When there is an insertion successful, I send the notification. Okay, so there are two kind of those notification you can to, you can send to the server from the server to the client. The first one is within file, or I'm sending one post notification. Okay, so you can always access this. I'm using an MPNS. If you want to use an ONS or MPNS, just change when there is notifications, I can send those to the file. This is a very very easy way because if you see here, there's a disadvantage, right? You have to iterate for every user in your table, and then you send it to the MPNS one by one. See, and it's pretty much not scale up if your users getting bigger, right? So there's one Other option, you can use features in Azure Mobile Services called Notification Hub. In Notification Hub, you don't need to iterate by your user table one by one to send notifications. Instead, you use scheduler. You use scheduler to create the push notification, something like this. You just send one address, and every device that subscribes to this address will get the notification. You have to iterate one by one to the users. But in the client side, you have to add registration. For example, I use the post notifications. Okay, so we don't need to save. We don't need to store the channel URI one by one in our data table in users. We only put the channel directly to the notification hub. Okay, and we can set it. It's just in one URI. You send the notification and. You can use the script thing like I mentioned before, but if your user is getting bigger, you have to use the notification hub, so it will be more scalable. Okay. I just have 2 more minutes. I think there are maybe some questions, so I cannot. Yeah, any questions about Azure Mobile Services, data, push, authentication? Okay, two questions, yeah. Ha 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 ha! something useful today. This is the end of my session. I will blog about my source code in my blog letter. You can always check on my Twitter. I will upload it today, okay? So just follow my Twitter and you can grab the link of my source code. Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here with you guys in Taipei. This is my first time visiting here. And thank you. I hope you enjoy the session.